sessions goes for 2 hours, which is slightly less, just slightly, than rain. Over 80 years manufacturing in Australia.
The all-new 2020 Fresh Triple M Dead Set Legends. Gus Wallen, Jude Bolton, Wendell Saylor. Saturday Fever.
Yeah, welcome back to the second hour of the Dead Set Legends. Gus Wallen here with Wendell Saylor and Jude Bolton. And coming up, we've got Wayne Carey going one-on-one. Cannot wait to talk to a guy that a lot of people say was the greatest AFL Aussie rules player of all time. And Chris Lyons from the Tigers talking about coming out of ISO and playing against the Sharkies next Saturday night at 5:30. But before we get to that, boys, we've got an exciting announcement. Thanks to our good mates at Ream, and so awesome to have them part of the Triple M family. We've drawn the winners of the Triple M Quarantine Talent Team competition. Coming in third place, winning $2,000, is Lucas Kelly. Second place with $3,000 is Emily Spartalis. And coming in first place, scoring themselves a massive $5,000 cash, courtesy of Ream, is Paul Simpson. So Ream have given him $5,000, and here is a bit of his winning entry. There you go, Paul Simpson. Paul, you got yourself $5,000, big fella. Wow. Congratulations. Congratulations to all the winners, and thanks to everyone who entered the Triple M's Quarantine Talentine. All thanks to our mates and part of the Triple M family, our mates there at Ream. So thank you very much. Now, Del,
yes.
Over the last couple of days, you've come up with Del's best 17 players you've ever played with over the last 40 years. So it's basically your dream team. Let's go through it quickly. Slater.
Watched. Someone who has had an influence over my career.
Okay.
So I never got to play with Eric Groves Sr., but yeah, you name the team.
Okay, we've got Slater, Eric Groves Sr., Gene Miles, Greg Inglis, Lottie Takiri, Jonathan Thurston, Andrew Johns, Webke, Cameron Smith, Lazarus, Gordon Tallis, Bradley Clyde and Brad Fittler.
Yep.
That's a pretty good starting team. And then off the bench, we just go with Lockyer, JT, Sam Burgess, and Steve Menzies.
Coach Wayne Bennett, was it?
Coach Wayne Bennett, yeah.
Really? So, I thought you and Bennett sort of had a bit of drama.
No, we've never had a drama.
All good.
No, okay. All good. So even though you retired me a year early, that's fair enough. But
so no Mel Meninga?
No, look, mate, listen, mate, Gene Miles was my hero growing up. From Townsville, I was a Wynnum Seagulls man. He was one of my heroes. And even though I know Mel is obviously an immortal and a great, I picked him in the centres. And then I had to find a place for Inglis. And I just thought Inglis, you know, one of the greats.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to respect, the past and also the present.
Okay, your number six is Jonathan Thurston. Your number seven is Andrew Johns. Mm. And you've got some stick from north of the border for picking Andrew Johns as your number seven. Where's Alfie Langer?
Alf was in the
conversation. How many competitions do you want him to win for you?
Yeah, I know.
You're sitting on the wing doing nothing.
Yeah, I wouldn't say doing nothing. but look, I just think Joey picks himself because Joey's that great. And I wanted Thurston in there. Mate, I left out Wally Lewis. It was hard to leave out Wally Lewis. But
that's a good one.
I know, but I just want to find a spot for Thurston. These are guys that I played with Thurston at All-Stars and played against him.
Lockie on the pine.
Yeah, Lockie on the bench because Billy changed the fullbacks game and I think Lockie played in two positions. So I picked this team as if I'd play the 17. So Lockie can play anywhere in the back. So he's my super sub at 14.
How hard was it not to pick yourself?
That was easy. it was easy. But you know what? I wanted to pick Brett Morris, but I had to go with Lottie. He's won two grand finals and in clutch moments, I want to play with Lottie Takiri.
Fair enough. Dead Set Legends, Chris Lawrence coming up after the break. Well done, Del.
Legends of League.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Welcome back to the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Gus Wallen here with Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. You can be part of the conversation anytime on the show at 133353. An absolute favourite of Triple M's, and I think the Tigers fans in particular, and all rugby league fans, Chris Lawrence. We've got him on the line, boys. G'day, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you going, guys?
Mate, we're very, very well. Now, 5:30 next Saturday night up against the Sharkies. How excited are you to actually get back on the field and play some footy?
Yeah, I think like everyone's excited for footy to come back, and players are definitely no different. We've been itching to go. It's obviously a frustrating start. Most athletes would know it's not the training you do everything for, it's to get out there on game day. So everyone's, I think, can't wait to get out there.
Chris, Madge McGuire's obviously had Adam Dewey just playing in the centres the first two rounds. Do you expect him to be in the number one this coming week?
Yeah, look, he spent a lot more time at fullback in the last couple of weeks. You know, Madge has basically said to the whole squad that, you know, most positions are up for grabs, and he wanted to make sure that everyone came back with the right mindset, right attitude, and improved it with the way they trained on the field. So, you know, there's still a lot of positions up for grabs. So now that he's had a lot more time to settle in the team and get used to our structures, he definitely feels a lot more comfortable there.
Well, mate, you talk about structures and talk about players, and, you know, a couple of years ago everyone thought Benji Marshall was gone, but the evolution of Benji Marshall and the way that he plays now, he can't do what he used to do, but what he still brings to the team gives you so much confidence. What do you think the best part of Benji's game is at the moment?
Oh, I just think, as you said, Joel, I think his maturity, the way he's developed his game, you know, he probably physically can't do the things he did when he was young, but I think he's got a more complete game now. I think he understands the game a lot better. He knows how to manage the game, build pressure, and not always go for that low percentage play, perhaps when he used to, but he's still got that skill and ability to execute it when the time's right. I think, you know, his leadership as well, that's probably something that he's never got credit for even when he was younger, but he's definitely stood up over the last couple of years, particularly since he's been back at the Tigers and shown what a true leader he is on and off the field. And I think a lot of people probably won't see, but I think the reason why he's come back so strong in the last 3 years is his work ethic off the field. He's probably one of the hardest trainers, particularly in the last 3 years, making sure he doesn't miss a session, you know, he's doing PBs in the gym and really pushing himself every day. So it's a great lesson for young kids to show. It doesn't matter how old you are, you can always look for improvements and to keep bettering yourself.
We're talking to Chris Lawrence from the West Tigers. Obviously, less than a week out now from the next game of live footy. No kennel return for Reynolds is in the paper today, Chris. Josh Reynolds, obviously, you know, it's been a difficult time for him at the Tigers, even though he's a wonderful player and a great teammate and a perfect personality for you. Great to have that settled. At least now you know you've got him, and I imagine that number 14 for him will be the spot in against the Sharkies.
Yeah, look, as you said, you know, Grubbs probably had, you know, a bit of an interrupted time being at the Tigers, starting off with injury and obviously then with Benji coming back and having Brooksy in front of him, not being able to get that crack at, a starting spot in the side on a regular basis. So, look, it's good. Grubb is a great guy to have around the club. What he brings, the energy and everything he does bring around the club, it's infectious, some of the things he brings, his attitude, the little effort areas, so... he's an asset to any team, wherever he plays. So, it's good to make sure, he remains at the club because he plays a vital role, wherever he plays. As I said, you can slow him in anywhere and he just brings that energy and enthusiasm.
Hey, Chris, through our last couple of months, it's been tough to see, obviously, a lot of live sport, but I caught Channel 10 and your sister, Emma Lawrence, who's one of our favourites.
Isn't she a gun?
She's a gun. She's killing it. She did a really good interview with you. I think your daughter was with you and you've been through some tough times, but you've got, you're involved in a company called Wellbeing, One Wellbeing, and how's that been for you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so I've had my company One Wellbeing for quite a number of years now, and we've been inspiring, empowering and educating people to shift their mindset and improve their performance, from a corporate sense. And obviously everyone's going through a tough time and there's, a lot of companies doing it tough, a lot of people doing it tough, having uncertainty around their jobs. Yourself, especially as a small business, it was a tough period, but I decided to look at the opportunities that there was in that and to try and help provide a bit of guidance for people and, share my story of some of the adversities I've gone through and how I shifted my mindset to, try and look at some of the positives and how you can really excel through these tough times and challenging periods and hopefully provide a bit of guidance and a framework that people can use this as an opportunity that they can really thrive from these challenging times.
So good on you, Chris. And thanks so much for joining us on the Dead Set Legends. Best of luck against the Sharkies, 5:30 next Saturday night. And don't be a stranger on the Dead Set Legends this year. We'd love to talk to you again.
Anytime. Cheers.
Coming up next on the Dead Set Legends is the Burley Curly, all thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Under pressure.
This is the Dead Set Legends. Gus Wallen, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. You can be part of the conversation anytime on the show at 1-333-53. Time now for this little segment. It's sponsored by Paddy's.
One more. Brothers,
sisters, mums and daddies. You haven't been to Muppets till you've been to Paddy's.
There you are, singing the song for Paddy's. Now sponsoring the Burley Curly, a chance for me and Jude to ask you some questions around the game of rugby league. We are so close to the start of the season again. Jude, fire away.
Righto, Cody Walker copped a two-game ban for the incident in the casino last year. Fair or harsh?
Cody Walker?
Yeah, was it fair or harsh that he got 2 weeks?
I think it was fair. And I think he owned it too, so it's good.
But should Wayne Bennett have copped a direct fine, not just South? Should it have been direct for him because of the cover-up?
I wouldn't say cover-up. But, yeah, Wayne should have probably copped it. But I think Wayne was trying to do the right thing by the player.
All right, put it on record. Which player... which player... Will players be saying have dominated the most during the six again rule after the first 2 months of footy?
Oh, look, mate, Damien Cook, I think, you know, he'll own that ruck. And I think Mitch Moses too, you know, quick through that middle. He'll be taking on, you know, those forwards. And I think, you know, they're talking about changing the interchange or making it less. But I think Mitchell Moses will come into his own here, especially Parramatta. I think it leans towards him being at Bank West. And obviously Cam Smith, I think I said it last week, Cam Smith. He's just too smart. Mm. He'll just get different things happening there, and he's got so many tricks, you know, in his book.
Okay, next year it looks like the interchange will be reduced to six, as you said.
Yeah.
And Matty Johns have been calling for that on the grill team for 5 years. Which team do you think will benefit most by having the interchange down to six?
I think the really smart teams, the real attacking teams, like, once again, Parramatta. I think Newcastle, they've just bought Andrew McKellar, who's quite a smart hooker, not the fastest number nine. But I think when you've got Ponga and Pierce around that middle, I think it's going to help there. And I'd probably have to say the Broncos still. You know, they've got those big forwards. Seibold's talking about a rotation because he's got Deedon, you've got Croft, so I reckon the Broncos will be thereabouts as well. And the Roosters. Mate, I know people are question marks on Flanagan, and I think Braith threw it out there a little bit this week about a bit of pressure on Flanagan. I think Flanagan will be able to handle it because, you know, he's got great support through that middle. You got Jake Friend. You got Sam Verrills as well there.
Yeah.
And you got Tedesco, who's the best player in the world at the moment.
It's been described as the Payne-Haas effect. Should rookie salaries be capped, or just so it's not inflated, much like I guess the AFL do as well?
No, look, I think, you know, we are a different beast. I think if you're a rookie and you're good enough, because a lot of these kids, you know, at 16, 17, I think I saw Kotrick playing the schoolboys and he'd already signed for a couple of years with Canberra and stuff. If you're good enough, mate, I'm happy for them to have these, not so much big contracts, but a solid contract, because I think Payne-Haas, we've seen, he's just a freak. But there's a lot of these kids coming through now. So it's up to the clubs to make sure their salary cap pressure and where it is and where money goes.
Okay, Burley Curly questions. Send them in on the socials and Dell will be able to answer them for you. That was the Burley Curly. Thanks to Paddy's Markets. And while Paddy's are closed due to COVID-19, be sure to visit your local greengrocer, fruit shop and florist, where supplies of fresh produce and flowers remain plentiful. Coming up next, guys, on the Dead Set Legends, we have the Gus, me, one-on-one, thanks to our mates at Swaddling's Timber and Hardware. It is with... Some arguably the number one AFL player of all time, Wayne Carey.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, welcome back to the Dead Set Legends. Gus Walland here with Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. Be part of the show anytime at 1-333-53. And of course, the catch up podcast on the Triple M app or at triplem.com.au. Time now for this, boys.
One on one. Here we go with Gus Walland.
Yeah, an opportunity to sit down with a legend, and we've had so many, haven't we?
Yes. From
Steve Smith to Bogut and to this man now, who is arguably the number one AFL player of all time. We've got him down the line from our Melbourne studio before he goes and puts a shift in for Triple M. Wayne Carey, welcome to the Dead Set Legends. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. G'day, gentlemen.
Hey, the duck. How you going, buddy?
Thanks for putting me in that category.
Oh,
I thought I was the only one that put myself in that category.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry, we've got Dell down here, so you know exactly what you mean.
Oh, please.
I was going to say, if there's one bigger ego than me, I reckon that's the man sitting next to me.
That's why we'll get the two studios.
Okay, here we go. A stunning cast, including yourself, Jason Dunstall, Foss Williams, Michael Tuck,
Russell
amongst Leavitt, others.
Gary Ablett Sr.
Going for the AFL legend to be inducted this year. Where would that sit if you ended up winning that one? What an array. I can't believe you all aren't in it right now.
Yeah, look, it's one of those things, I guess, when you get inducted into the Hall of Fame. All these types of things after you retire, you don't actually expect them. To be in the discussion, to be honest, is flattering and humbling. And I seriously mean that. I mean, all of those names you mentioned... Got to mention a guy by the name of Russell Leavitt, who won four McGarry medals in South Australia, was an absolute superstar and is a legend of the game. Only came over to Melbourne when he was late, in his late 20s, early 30s, played a few games for North Melbourne, but he's a legend. So many names that could fill that void. To be honest, I'd love to give it. I don't think I'm going to be inducted this year, and I'm sort of happy. Why would you want to be inducted this year, Del? No one there to cheer.
No big
fancy function. If you're in the Hall of Fame, you get a table of 10.
Yes.
Jude, you're in the Hall of Fame, aren't you, Jude? Will be. He will be. You get a table of 10. And then if you get inducted as a legend, you get two tables, so you get 20. So
nice.
No point being inducted this year if you can't.
The duck. The duck is doing what the duck does, mate. I love it.
Hey, we've had Johnny Longmire on the show previously, and I still remember going into the Arden Street rooms and seeing the boxing ring in there. And we always used to say, John Longmire, who was the best in there? And he go, you don't mess with the king or the duck. Did anyone ever test you in the ring?
I always say this, and I know Del has done a little bit of boxing as well, but we against other footballers, I could box. And when you're talking about boxing against boxers, it'd be like saying to a boxer, play on me at centre half back.
Sure.
Yeah. And he's not going to fare too well, I wouldn't have thought. And the same as if you're going to, and that's why when you see Barry Hall and Gallen get in, that's a really good matchup. And I know that, but to answer your question, Jude, the myth is way bigger than the actual talent.
Oh, please. Hey, you bring me quite humble there. But hey, Duck, I've got to say, in the 90s, I'm a rugby league boy, but I went and watched North Melbourne play one night, and my two AFL players, why I started watching AFL, was Duck. He wore the number 18, North Melbourne. They were playing the Lions or the Bears at the time, and I was there at the Gabba. And I said to the boys, who's that number 18? Like, they were double teaming, he was pushing away. Presence. And obviously I found out it was Wayne Carey. From there, I followed sort of North Melbourne. So, Glenn Archer, all these guys, Mick Martin. And I've had, a few drinks and that with Duck along the way. But also, Andrew McLeod.
See, that's what I want to talk about. No, I don't care about you at the Gabba.
Two bull elephants at the trough. Look at
that. So my two favourite players of AFL were Duck and Andrew McLeod. Obviously, the Rolls-Royce 97, 98, Norm Smith medalist. You had the opportunity to meet Muhammad Ali, and you brushed Ali before a grand final. Can you tell us that story?
I was obviously we'd played in a grand final in 96 and won, and then when we got back there in 98, I just thought keep the same routine. I'm not superstitious. I don't put left boot on, right boot on, or anything like that. But I just remember thinking after we had the parade, I thought 96 we all went and had a feed at Dom Camillo's. And that's what we did. And I just thought, I don't want to change that. And it was a late call up, to be honest. They just said, Muhammad Ali has said, his people have said that, he'd love to meet and catch up. And it was going to be on Friday night. And I thought, this isn't great preparation. And I can tell you, if I'd met him and we lost, all of the blame would have gone on to me.
Yeah,
I know we lost anyway, so I wish I thought we had. But all the blame didn't go on me, Del. Gone and met him and we lost, it would have been, you're thinking about, other things rather than the game and all that sort of stuff. And then the next morning, I got a call to say, you can actually meet him now. Yeah. And I had to decline again.
You brushed him twice.
I wasn't in the condition.
Right.
To go and meet the greatest athlete
unprofessional.
Of all time. Would have been unprofessional to go and meet him. So
I
just lost a granny. So fair to say, I was drowning my sorrows.
It's no worries. Hang around if you can, Duck, because we would love to do the set of six with you after this song. We Wayne Carey here on the Dead Set Legend.
Yeah, that does.
Another Sydney Saturday morning. Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, the Dead Set Legends. Gus Wallen, Jude Bolton and Wendell Sutter. And that's the song you put on when you've got a legend waiting for the next segment. It's literally the shortest song we can find here at Triple M. The set of six with myself. We've had some wonderful guests, haven't we, over the last 12 weeks or so, boys. But this is one of the best. And thanks to our friends at Swadlings Timber and Hardware, the largest range of new and recycled timber. Visit Swadlings Timber and Hardware. You can go for your drive-through service, same-day delivery, and two city stores. Visit Swadlings Timber and Hardware. Hardware for your state-of-art showroom or on-site milling, visit Swadlings. Thanks so much for your support, guys. Now, Duck, we have Wayne Carey, the number one AFL player of all time. This is the set of six. Question number one, Duck, is what are you afraid of?
Heights. I've skydived, I've bungee jumped, I've abseiled, I've done all the things to get over it, but as a kid, I'd climb up a tree and then couldn't get down. I'd climb top of on a roof, couldn't get down. So fear of heights.
Fair enough. Yeah. Number two, what would you tell your 10-year-old self?
Not to be anything like me. To be honest, make your own mistakes. Don't be a follower. You'll make mistakes, but make them your own. Mm. So I believe if you follow, you'll make more.
Beautiful. Nice. Number three, what is your sliding doors moment, if you've got one?
Sliding doors moment. Probably in terms of, I'll take it back to footy, 1992 State of Origin game. I was 19 and they changed the rules because I'm a New South Wales boy.
Yeah.
Grew up with rugby, obviously Parramatta supporter.
Oh,
went
well.
Went over to Canberra when they, you know, came into Canberra. And then I jumped ship to Melbourne Storm then. So,
how good's your loyalty, mate? You're such a loyal bloke.
I know. But that 92 State of Origin game, they changed the rules because I moved to Adelaide when I was 13. They changed the rules where you spent most of your time between 10 and 16. And it worked out that I could play a State of Origin game. And I played a pretty good game that day, and from that time on, I thought I can actually really play at this level. So it gave me a great deal of confidence.
Beautiful. Question number four, what is your biggest regret?
Oh, geez, how long have we got?
We've got about 2.5 minutes. But
yeah. Oh, no, look, when people say they have no regrets, I find that bemusing sometimes. I think you've always got to have regrets, but then again, those regrets, if you don't learn from them, hence they're generally mistakes if it's a regret, you don't learn from them, then you double up. So I've got too many to name, but I think I've certainly learned from them.
Yeah, good on you. What about your biggest hero, that person that has inspired you in your journey and why?
I think your heroes should always be people that you can actually have contact with. Mm. So my biggest hero as a kid was my big brother.
Big Richard, you know, Big Dickie.
Big Dick. He taught me. He taught me how to train, and raining, storms, and would get out and kick the ball to you and do all that sort of stuff. So, I sort of thank him for my career. So he was my hero. But in terms of looking up to people when I was a kid, Muhammad Ali was the one.
Apart from brushing,
you brush him twice, but that's cool.
No problem. Get to meet him.
And question number six, last question: what's the best advice that you've ever received?
If you're any good, people will tell you. You don't have to tell them.
Oh, okay. I don't believe that, mate. Oh, you can tell them.
He's never subscribed to that.
Hey, Del, I'm just passing that advice now on to you.
Wayne Carey, thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule. We're about to be on Duck. Triple M in Melbourne. Good on you, Duck. And coming up next on the Dead Set Legends, it's Del's movie review.
Beautiful.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Gus Wallen, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. Be part of the conversation anytime on the show, 133353. And, of course, the catch-up podcast. Let's talk Ben Teo.
Ben Teo. We've seen him training a little bit at the Broncos. Obviously, he's contracted to the Sunwolves. They've talked about even a 100K deal to get him in.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts?
If it's for 100K... Well, yeah, he could add something to the Broncos, but they've got so many good forwards as it is, and I think people are saying, they haven't got that much experience, and I get that, but, I think other clubs could do with Ben Teo, and he's still contracted to the Sunwolves at the moment anyway.
Yeah, so the Sunwolves are obviously playing in the Super Rugby, and they're not playing at the moment.
There might be an exclusion from them being part of that small, condensed season as well, so...
Yeah, he's a gun player. He played in the England Six Nations team. He's an excellent rugby union player. He was fantastic for South when they won the comp, right? So for $100,000, how do they even value him at $100,000? He's got to be valued higher than that, surely.
Oh, look, I'm not sure.
Just another Bronco, I'll throw him a bone.
No, well,
like the Dragons had with Gasnier?
Yeah, well, he's a premiership player from South Sydney. So even though I think he's had three or four clubs, didn't he? He went West Tigers first and then obviously, the Broncos and then, South Sydney, obviously premiership player. I know he trained with the boys the other day, which I was surprised that he was allowed to train with the boys.
Yeah, that's really strange. Really strange.
You make up your own rules up there in Bronco land.
Yeah, I know that's what we do. But even for Seabowl, when I saw that, because Andrew McCullough just got released, so they freed up a bit more money. But then for me, I'd be topping up some of those younger players now.
Okay. You know? But the Auckland Warriors could do with Ben Keir. There's a few other clubs that might.
That's what I'm saying. So, Ben Keir, if I'm the Warriors, and it depends what Ben Keir wants out of it. If he wants a bit more money, or if he wants to help a squad out, I reckon he could bring a little something to him. He'd be a perfect four for the Warriors. So, Benny T, I saw him a couple of months ago down in Wollongong because the Sunwolves played. Remember the early game that the Sunwolves played before the Waratahs?
Mm.
And I was playing, this will shock you, I was playing golf on a Friday afternoon.
What?
And the Sunwolves.
Do you play golf?
One of those rare occasions. And the course.
And the Sunwolves were staying at the Wollongong 19th, the hotel there. So
he's got to be better than Sam Thaiday or Paul Gallen and those sort of blokes, surely, to come on.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. But also, you know what I think, too? I would like to see some other players from other clubs go to. Like, I think the Dragons have got some players there that I reckon.
What, to go to the Warriors?
Yeah, or other clubs. I mean, Craig Bellamy said help other clubs out, you know? Like, you might have a kid like Tristan Saylor there that.
Oh, here we go.
He's pushing the bell.
Legends will come up in a sec.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead. Set. Legends.
Dead Set Legends. Gus Wallen, Jude Boltman, Wendell Saylor. The last break of the show for us today, boys, and the last chance to talk about the Rugby League starting up. And we'll talk about the AFL starting up a little bit closer to that date.
June 11, absolutely. They're just still finding out the draw at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay, so the draw is happening, obviously, in the NRL, and there's lots to talk about. So let's get your tips, big fella. But before we do that, we need to get just a little bit of a Ronda Rousey documentary, which you've started to watch. Give everyone a feeling now that The Last Dance is done.
Yeah,
they should be watching this. Tell us why.
Yeah, look, I think Ronda Rousey, she was the first female to sort of break down the door. Dana White didn't want to sign women to UFC. He said, like, nah, no way. But because she was, she won a bronze medal at the Olympics, she was unbelievable. But after that, she had nothing. There was no money coming in. She was living out of a car. And then, you know, she trained with these guys who were unbelievable. They took her to a new level. And then when she banged down that door, she was unstoppable for the first, I suppose, couple of years. And then she got beaten by Holly Holm. But what I liked about it is she got that low. She had depression living out of a car, and her dad committed suicide as well around that time. So she didn't deal with all that.
Okay, we haven't got enough time for the tips now. We'll put them on our socials. Okay. Dead Set Legend will be back next week. Cannot wait. The footy's back, baby.
Footy's back.
Woo!